the sky was dark and overcast, and the night was calming on. When Francis B. Duke left Fogo, bound for Catalina town, all laden down with salted cod, the schooner sailed away with six brave young sailor men. She headed across Shoal Bay. Rounding Joe Bat's Point, the wind picked up into a northeast gale, and the snow had started falling as the Duke was under sail. She rode out in the December storm all through the night till dawn, until she entered Boniface Bay off Shag Rocks near Green's Pond. She towed a log behind her stern, her bearings for to take, but the rope from the log got tangled and disabled rudder and blade. It's assumed that they tried hard to steer towards open sea once more, but the vicious storm overcame them and she blew up on the shore. The following day a cry went out for the missing schooner and crew. They searched the beach near Green's Pond in hopes they'd find some clue. 'Twas there they found the wreckage and the seaman's chest intact, carved with the name of the Francis B. Duke. They knew she wouldn't be back. She sailed away across Shoal Bay in a northeast winter storm. They left their homes and loved ones back on the shore to mourn. We pray they reach their heavenly home on that celestial shore. And she rides up on the sea of calm, where sorrow is no more. She sailed away across Shoal Bay in a northeast winter storm. They left their homes and loved ones back on the shore to mourn. We pray they reach their heavenly home on that celestial shore. And she rides up on the sea of calm, where sorrow is no more. We pray they reach their heavenly home on that celestial shore. And she rides up on the sea of calm, where sorrow is no more.